Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you listen to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Story number 46, we take you to Seoul to visit a neighbourhood that's beaten the odds. It's called Ixion-dong and was the country's first real estate development back in the early 1930s. But there's not much left in Seoul from that period these days. The village had more or less been overlooked, but now it's back on the map. Our correspondent, Jason Strother, takes us on a tour.
Coming out of the Jungno-Samga subway station, it's a sprawl of concrete buildings. They're several stories high. There's a massive complex that sells all sorts of musical instruments, and there are some very high hotels in this neighborhood. But if I walk behind some of these structures, down the narrow alleyways, it's like going back almost a century ago. Ixion-dong is a maze of small streets that are lined by one-story tiled roof homes called hanok. Decades ago, this was a nightlife area for the city's elite, but today it's mostly just a residential area. But lately, this village has attracted many creative entrepreneurs.
I dropped into a store that's run by Lee So-young that's located inside a renovated hanok. She provides space for about 40 local designers who sell jewelry and other accessories here. Lee was one of the first new businesses to open up in Ixion-dong 12 years ago when it was designated a protected neighborhood. She tells me why she thinks the area is so attractive to many newcomers.
It's popular because people can walk around. Cars can't come down these alleys. This neighborhood has a unique culture and atmosphere. And of course, the hanok.
I thank Miss Lee and head back out into the alleyways on a very cold weekday afternoon. Ixion-dong still has many homes, but there are new guest houses and galleries, and there's a whole lot of cafes for Korea's coffee junkies. One of them is run by 27-year-old Kim Kyung-min.
This house had been empty for 10 years. It was awful. The first thing we had to do was taking out the garbage, about 10 tons.
Flipping through a photo album, Kim says he pretty much learned about hanok renovation on the fly. He laid down new tile on the floor of the home's central courtyard called the madang, and he sourced bamboo from outside of Seoul to create a ceiling to cover the space. Even the table we're sitting at, he made himself. His place is a cafe, but it's also an art space and specializes in what Kim calls slow coffee. Kim says slowing down is what Ixion-dong means to him.
People, I think, nowadays get tired or exhausted by too much modernization. They want something slow. And this place, in the middle of Seoul, represents that.
I want to know a little more about how Ixion-dong survived the wrecking ball. So I met up with Colin Marshall, a Seoul-based writer on cities and culture. We spoke inside one of Ixion-dong's few Korean-style tea houses.
The sword of Damocles has hung over it a few times, most recently just in 2004. It was going to be torn down. It was seen as deteriorated. It was seen as aging and inadequate to the needs of modern Seoulites. But there was a fight about that from residents who were living here at the time, and the executioner's hand was stayed, and now this place isn't going anywhere.
As Marshall puts it, most of Seoul has been turned into a forest of high-rises. Those development projects replaced neighborhoods like Ixion-dong, which didn't fit the image of a modern city.
Many of them simply deteriorated, and the time came for modernization under Park Chung-hee, the strongman president of the 1960s and 1970s, who really pushed forward this agenda of modernization as building quickly and building high to accommodate the flood of people coming back to Seoul, a city that was destroyed in the Korean War, but was very quickly rebuilt as the country built itself into a developed nation. And you know, you can't do that slowly and intricately. You do it with brute force, and you do it by tearing things down and building big. And that's what happened to a lot of these neighborhoods.
Marshall says Korea is coming back around to appreciating its architectural history that it almost lost due to its rush to modernize. And that's why Ixion-dong is on the rise.
now there's a sense that the history it has, and this is the history that it has from being around since the 30s, and the history evoked by its buildings, which were old-style buildings even in the 30s, and energy can be drawn from that to sort of bring economic activity back to it, to bring social activity back to the neighborhood.
But I did detect some tension here. I was shooed out of a dry cleaner's. The owner said he didn't want to talk to anyone about what the neighborhood is becoming. Kim Kyung-min, owner of the Slow Coffee Cafe, says the neighborhood might be changing too quickly.
4 months ago, just this street was just empty street. We were the first cafe.
Do you feel any tension between the newcomers and the original locals here?
I do.
Kim says he and other newcomers want to make sure that Ikseondong's original residents don't feel pressured to move out. They're trying to prevent big franchises from coming in like they've done in other neighborhoods like Ikseondong. He says without these locals, the neighborhood just won't have its same slowed-down appeal.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Jason Struther for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.